Stearns County Commissioner Joe Persky joins me now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so a lot of stuff to get to. We'll do as much as we can here today. First thing I wanted to ask you is, it's up to Stearns County Commissioners to decide what we're going to do here in regards to the jail. What's going to be on the ballot? Are you and the commissioners getting close to deciding what people are going to have a chance to look at and vote on in November?
Yeah, and Jay, I'll tell you what, we're coming down to crunch time, and we're going to have to make some quick and tough decisions. You know, we're going to have to decide, are we going to be going downtown? Are we going to be going to that green space? Also, the scale of the project, you know, how much do we want to build? And then, you know, the financing for that as far as using the 3/8 sales tax or, you know, putting that on the levy. It looks very favorable to be using the sales tax, but it appears that it's going to be maybe like 30 years and a maximum of like $300 million. So all those decisions are going to be coming to a head over the next few weeks.
Okay, so it's just it's a weeks as opposed to months decision.
Well, as far as making a decision, as far as the scale of the project you know, what we're going to be having, we're going to have to make that again. Like you had mentioned earlier, we got to get that question prepared for the ballot, and then also inform voters about what they're going to be voting on. So, yeah, we'll be making that decision relatively soon as far as size of the project and also what we're going to be doing.
All right, so let's talk about some of the transportation things you've been working on. First of all, I wanted to bring up, are we still on target, on pace, maybe even ahead of target in regards to the bridge over the Sauk River over on the west side of St. Cloud, County Road 75?
Yeah, Jay, we've been getting a lot of questions about that. You know, I talked to the engineer just the last couple of days. That project's on schedule, maybe slightly ahead. Don't want to get people too optimistic about going over the bridge too early, but we've got to wait for a few things. Again, the materials, especially the concrete, takes a certain amount of time to cure because you're putting, you know, not just the cars on it, but you're taking some, you know, heavy trucks with fertilizer, grain, and that kind of stuff on that. So we got to get that completely cured. So we're looking at the end of May, 1st of June, that should be open. But then, heading out to St. Joe, we've got another project out there where some of that traffic has been detoured on County Road 133 just by the Coburns out there. On Elm Street there, we're going to be putting in a roundabout. So County Road 133 is going to be closed there for a while there. It's getting shut off from Sartell, and you'll have a different detour coming in the town there. Likewise, we got a bigger project here between Sartell and St. Cloud on County Road 120 and the River Road by the Walmart there. We're redoing that roundabout. And after school gets out, we're going to start that project. So you'll see traffic rerouted on the Bridge of Hope, Sartell Bridge coming through Sauk Rapids, or people will have to come down Highway 15 into St. Cloud by Apollo and then head back in on 8th or on 12th. So there'll be some more construction coming on. It's always a fun time of the year.
How about Highway 23? I remember we had a discussion about Highway 23 and Highway 15 and that interchange in St. Cloud, and I think it's, what, 2nd Street that goes through as well. Has there been any more discussion about possibility of changing that up a little bit?
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, tomorrow we have our annual Highway 23 coalition meeting, and we've got a collective group all along that corridor from Duluth all the way down to Pipestone. And one of the worst places on the whole corridor is that area right by Holiday Inn, right by Costco, where it makes that jag from 2nd Street South over to Division. And we're looking at some type of interchange, and it's called a MUT, which is a medium U-turn. But again, cost is probably close, I hate to say, close to $100 million. And, you know, again, coming up with that kind of funding would be difficult, would be challenging with all the other needs we have in front of us. But nevertheless, we look for alternatives to fix that whole intersection.
any other discussion about Highway 23 going east of St. Cloud by Foley and that area going northeast?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, we pulled in some of the legislators from that area, and as well as my last visit in February, talking to Pete Stauber, the congressional member up in that area. We want to get some resolve up there. Anybody that's been on that section, when you get to that two-lane, especially even north of Mora up to 35, it's so dangerous. People trying to pass, people being impatient, getting behind ag equipment or a school bus. And long range, we need to get something done there. And that's one of the things with tomorrow's meeting. We've got Department of Transportation Secretary Nancy Daldenberger. She's going to be down there, and the commissioner, and hopefully grab her ear and tell her about the importance of improving that whole corridor. But it does take time and it does take money.
Any more discussion about Stearns County Parks?
Oh, boy. Well, we had a meeting last night, Jay, and I don't know, maybe you could hear the yelling, but screaming, because we had some quick swimmers this week, and I imagine that water was a little bit cold, so they are already testing the water in the quarry, which was a little bit surprising to me. But, yeah, last night we talked about a couple of things. First of all, volunteer opportunities for people. If they want to help out with the parks, we've got you can do a cleanup, a trash pickup anywhere along any of our trails or any of our parks. If you want to get information on that, it's on the website. If you want to tell us, just do it on your own. That's fine. You can help us take out the buckthorn. There's buckthorn that's in many of our parks. We try to eradicate that as much as possible. And even if you want to be a goat watcher, you can come on out to Quarry Park and watch the goats jump on it. So we've got places for volunteers just to kind of keep an eye on the goats and make sure they're doing what they should be doing. And birdhouse cleaning, a lot of things. So if people are interested in volunteering, they can go to the website and find something there. Also, a really nice project coming forward is potential for 202 acres down in Painesville. Would be a natural park, passive park, and we've just put an application in to possibly acquire that property, so that would be exciting as well.
So another park, this would be a new park in Painesville then?
That's correct. If you're familiar with the golf course down in Painesville, it's just directly to the west, to the south of that, towards Lake Coronas. An individual has some property. There's a conservation easement on it. We're hoping to acquire it, and it would be a passive park, more or less, trails, hiking, cross-country skiing, and just a beautiful piece of property that would be preserved for generations to come. So if the grant works out, we'd be very excited to get that, and also have articulation with the Lake Coronas Park there as well. So just a great opportunity, just hoping we can make it happen.
Joe, would that park then be adjacent to the golf course property?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to butt, Jay, and I'll tell you, to tell you the truth, if I was a little bit younger and I could plan for cross-country races in the future, Maya would make for a tremendous cross-country event, because you could have the kids on the golf course and then send them off into the woods and bring them back to the golf course. Hopefully they'd all get back, but it's really a nice piece. It'll be great for the city of Painesville as well as the whole county, yeah.
Anything that we haven't touched on, Joe, that you're working on, you wanted to bring up?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, also on the Planning Commission, I've got a lot of different hats, including garbage and all that kind of thing, and human trafficking, but at the Planning Commission, we had an industry project come through, and that was for a contractor's lot just west of Richmond. And what they're going to do is they're going to be establishing digesters at a bunch of the farms throughout the area, and taking the manure, digesting that, collecting the methane gas, and then they're going to truck the gas into Richmond and actually put it into the natural gas line and use that, as far as supplemental into burning that methane off. So it's quite a kind of exciting adventure that's going to be happening, and it'd be interesting to see how that whole thing goes.
All right, Joe, good to chat today, and look forward to talking again in about a month.
It's sounds good, Jay. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. All right. Have a good day. Beautiful day today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Joe. Joe Persky, Stearns County Commissioner, joining us here on WJON.